Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Bricado Sandwich Shop, 5021 East Columbus Drive in Tampa. It's right off of I-4 near Ybor City, home of the best devil crabs in town. When you go by there, I know you're going to, so go buy Bricado's, and when you do, don't forget to try that devil crab. Bucks Uncensored is also brought to you by Sports Legends Bar and Grill. Hosted an amazing draft party there back in April, and the parties commence again starting August 11th for the Bucks' first preseason game as we kick off the 2017 season with stick carriers uniting again. All of the food is fresh at Sports Legends. It's at the corner of US 19 and Drew in Clearwater. Sports Legends Bar and Grill, where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ. This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. We are self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I can't do my face and the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we about. I know what we about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's. Let's do it as a family. One heartbeat. Let's get it.
Speak softly and carry a motherfucking shame.
I am extremely fired up about the stick carriers.
What's my name?
Jason!
Right back into this. Speak softly, carry a big motherfucking stick!
Somebody that knows somebody that knows something about it. But I won't answer now. Who, what, where, why? See, a lot of fools like to act the fool. No, I'm getting on live, but that ain't.
Another week starts, and that means we are another week closer to August 5th. Stick carrier day at Buccaneer Training Camp. It's a training camp takeover. Stick carriers will unite from all around the Tampa Bay area and outside of the Tampa Bay area. Just like we did for our draft party, I've got people flying in from Atlanta, from Panama City, Panama. That's right, Javier. Oh, shit. I'll let him announce it later on, but... Ooh, boy. We are doing this shit right, man. We're building something special. It started off just calling people that listen to this podcast stick carriers, but it has grown exponentially, and now the stick carriers have taken over as the premier fan group of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, endorsed by the head coach Dirk Koetter last week on Ira Kaufman's podcast. Dirk Koetter saying he listens to the podcast, might be listening right now, and loves, you heard it just then, the stick carriers fire him up. That's what we have to do for all of the players in every home game, making Raymond James Stadium a true home field advantage for the team Jason Light and Dirk Koetter will put out on the field. We've got Bucks takes coming up in the second half of this podcast, but a very special week for you here on Bucks Uncensored. Ira Kaufman has Dirk Koetter. Well, we're going to get Ira Kaufman on, back on with us here on Bucks Uncensored. It's a two-part series. Monday will be, today will be this podcast, the first half, and then Wednesday we will have part two of my discussion with the custodian of Canton. And that is the one, the only. You might know him as Irv. I call him Ira Kaufman.
My friend, Justin, Jason, Justin, I'm just going to call you the commish because you know what?
if it's good enough for Dirk Cutter to call you the commish, then I'm going to call you the commish. I wish I would have been around you last week when you heard the audio tape of Cutter, because when Izbitz told you what Cutter said, I'm sure you didn't believe him. You had to hear it for yourself. You heard that audio, and you heard those words tumble from the head coach of the Buccaneers. I love the commish. I could just imagine what kind of feeling came over you. Power, my friend, power.
I'll say this. I was pretty pumped up because, and I want to ask you, I mean, you've been doing this for a long time, covering the Bucs for a long time. I mean, how often is a coach going to make reference not only to a podcast, and in particular podcast? I'm not even talking about a radio show or a newspaper, but a podcast. And I know my role and where I stand. I know I do this as a hobby. I'm not over at One Buck Place. Okay. This is just fun to me. But not only did he make reference to that, but he talked up a fan movement that really hasn't been created or facilitated in any way by the organization. It's just grown exponentially over the last, 6 to 8 months since he uttered that phrase. I can't remember a time where a coach, an NFL coach, made reference, those type of references before, but maybe you have.
You know, Justin, one other aspect of it is, and I think you'd agree, it's a heck of a validation for the Joe Bucks fan site that you and I both proudly do podcasts for. Justin, I write columns for. We thought that people at One Buck Place, I mean powerful people, check that site regularly. And now, Justin, we don't have to wonder anymore. It's clear that your podcasts are making a big impression around the movers and shakers, maybe even up to the ownership suite. Wouldn't be shocking. But as far as Cutter addressing the stick carriers, Justin, what a night that was at Legends. I was not prepared for it. I walked in. I had a hat on. I figured nobody'd know me. The only guy I know is Pawlowski. Izbitz is coming later. Rock Riley's coming later. I walked in, Justin. All of a sudden, I 112 people are chanting my name. It was unreal. And then, of course, now you don't even know this story, so I'm going to spring it on you on your own podcast. But right off the bat, everybody's around me. Oh, they got to take Dalvin Cook at 19, Ira. What are you hearing? What do you think? And Justin, I don't know if you heard this story, but Izbitz and I had gotten some information that they absolutely loved O.J. Howard. So I told the stick carriers, at 7:30 that night, well, if O.J. Howard happens to be there at 19, if he's there, I think they're going to take him. That's what I kept saying. And, people saying, you're crazy. It's got to be Cook, Cook, Cook. Well, Justin, you were right in the middle of the action. Oh. When the pick went to 10, 12, 15, Howard's still there, 17. And all of a sudden, when Goodell went to that, Justin, and he said, with the 19th pick, the Bucks take O.J. Howard from Alabama, the same 110 stick carriers bowed down right in front of me and said, "You are the man, Kaufman. You are the man." Well, they didn't know that I had inside information, which I kept secret, like you and I do. When we get juicy information, we hold it, and we apply it at the right time. Mm-hmm. Looked like a genius. I don't think they would have took Dalvin Cook at 19 if O.J. Howard was off the board. Justin, that's my opinion. We'll never know. But you are now part of the lexicon at One Buck Place. You stand towering above the rest of us. And by the way, buddy, I can't wait for August 5th. I think you picked a good date there.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And why wouldn't the Bucks, want something like this? I think for the first time, at least in my lifetime, the fan base is coming together, much like they're trying to get the team to come together on the field and win. And when you can generate that type of excitement, I mean, think about, and Ira, you listen to the podcast and Section 119, all of a sudden, I mean, yes. People are listening to this podcast. They have to get season tickets. I'm not paid by the Bucks. I have no interest in that. All I want to do is generate excitement in that stadium, because if I'm going to be a season ticket holder, I want to make sure I'm having a good time at those games as well. And now all of a sudden, these stick carriers are buying season tickets. They're getting in section 119. They're getting throughout that entire stadium. And I'm telling you, if we can get that stadium rocking in the stands, because it has been dismal over the last 9 years, that's going to make these players on the field play better. All right. I mean, that's what Dirk Cutter was alluding
to. Justin, it's going to start August 5th. We don't have to wait till week two of the regular season. Because I've got to tell you this, when Ispitz found out that you were going to name a date in training camp, for the stick carriers to come out and en masse, Ispitz told me right then and there, he said, and I thought he was crazy at the time, but he said, Ira, this is going to be a game changer for the entire Buck organization. They have never seen anything like what's going to happen on the date that the commish comes up with. And you know what? I'm starting to believe him. I think he's right, because forget about sitting on your hands in training camp, sedate, you know, trying to get the next Coke and hot dog. No, it's not going to be like this. I know you. I've seen you in action. I saw you that night at the bar. I don't know what time you're getting there, but I believe you're going to get there. You might be the first guy on site. You might beat the security man to one buck. You're going in with a lot of passion, a lot of excitement. Now, look, Justin, we'll keep it PG. There's going to be kids there. You know that.
Of course.
Everybody's going to hear the stick carriers led by you. I'll be out there pressing the flesh. The Joe Bucks fanboys will be out there. And I'll tell you what, Justin, after that night at Legends, I feel I know these guys already. We've got a connection.
Yeah, and that's how a lot of them felt, and we're going to continue these parties. But here's the thing with the training camp takeover day is we got probably, Sports Legends told me they probably got about 300 to 350 people in there that night. And Steve Isbitz was telling me we had to turn people away because there wasn't any more room. And so who knows how big that draft party could have gotten even if we had a place twice that size. I think on stick carrier day, it's training camp. It's the start of the season. It's free. It's open to the public. I think there's a good chance, and I'm not exaggerating here, we could get 500 stick carriers. I don't know what capacity is in their bleachers, but I think at least 500 people in our, movement is going to show up that morning, and it's going to be wild. It's going to be insane. It's going to be so much fun. Those players are going to feed off of it. The coaches are going to feed off of it. The organization's going to feed off of it. And the media in that tent is going to hate every single moment of it. I'm just telling you right now, Ira. I know.
Now, Commish, there's a rumor out there. You have to address this. It's spreading like wildfire. Are you picking out Javier at the airport? Commish, what do you think?
I might have to. So here's the thing. Javier, Panama City, Panama, flew to Tampa just for the draft party. He has already gotten his plane tickets to fly back to Tampa for this training camp takeover day. A diehard Bucks fan. When you got people flying in from another country just for an event like this, you know it's special.
You know, Justin, let's be honest. I mean, we don't have to be on a Bucks bandwagon to realize something's going on around here. And that, I mean, not only this growing movement, of which I give you a lot of credit for pushing along very steadily, in a sense, but, Justin, you got Hard Knocks. Mm-hmm. The Bucks coming off 9-7. I don't care what Vegas says about winning 8 games. You and I don't think this franchise is going to take a step back this fall. I'd be very surprised. Barring an injury, you know, to Jameis Winston, that goes without saying. But, Justin, this team, you know, as DeMar Dotson told me, I mean, it's playoffs or bust. Anything short of the playoffs is a colossal disappointment for this fan base, this coaching staff, this ownership group, and most importantly, these players. This could be a very special season, Justin, in Buck history. It could remind a lot of people of 97. Justin, you were here, the breakthrough year, Dungy's second season when, you know, the good finish from the year before bled into the new year. And, you know, that's when Sapp, Brooks and company said no more. No more nonsense. No more butt of Johnny Carson jokes. And we know what happened from there.
So when you're explaining all that, it, it comes to my mind because I just mentioned the media in that tent. But Tom Jones has now made it a – I don't know if it's a crusade by him. He's just going to attack the organization every chance he gets. I don't know if that's just what maybe you can tell me better if that's what newspaper columnists have to do to get clicks or get reads. I usually was with Gary Shelton for a long time. He said he just wanted to tell the truth when he was a columnist. But it just seems like Tom Jones has just a negative tone about every one of his articles when it comes to the Bucks this offseason, when in essence, it's a very positive time for this franchise, as you just elaborated. But Tom,
you know, Justin, the timing seems strange to me because the Bucks are getting a lot of love, Justin. Maybe not from, you know, the Las Vegas casino, you know, certain casinos, Bovada. Who cares what Bovada thinks? the Hilton, Las Vegas. They're just trying to generate bets,
sure,
Justin. That's what's driving the bookmakers, mm-hmm. Not necessarily what they believe or what they think can generate the most action. You know how Vegas works. But the Bucks are getting a lot of love. Justin, you read NFL.com. You read ESPN. Nobody's going to be shocked in the national media if the Bucks win 10 games and make the playoffs. They're a darling team. I think their AFC counterpart, Justin, I think you'd agree, is Tennessee. Two franchises that have a lot in common, including, you know, franchise quarterbacks that are going into their third year. The irony, John Robinson, Justin, is their GM of the Titans. Jason Light is his mentor. There's a lot of similarities between Bucks going into 2017. And I think both teams, people are jumping on them from a national perspective. So to say the Bucks are held in the same disrepute as the Browns and the Rams, I just can't buy that. Justin, I don't think there's any credence to that.
So let me ask you, is he just attacking the team just to attack the team? Is he attacking the team? You were in the newspaper for a while. Do you write stuff just to get clicks, whether you believe it or not? Or, I can't fathom that he actually believes what he wrote.
Well, all right, I can't speak for Jones. Now, I used to work with Tom, and I like Tom Jones.
I like him too, personally. Absolutely. Yeah. He's a great guy, personally.
So I won't speak for him, Justin, but you mentioned, and it's very important what you just mentioned. That is a line of demarcation that I will not cross. Writing stuff that I don't believe for clicks. I will not do that. That jump to my mind, tell me what you think, and make a very good living. That's the shame of it. A very good living at doing just that. Saying things they don't really believe, is Skip Bayless, of course. He's number one. And Stephen A. Smith to a little bit of a lesser degree, but certainly Bayless, says provocative things, Jason, that he doesn't mean. I mean, just for the sake of generating a response. I don't think that's legitimate. I don't think that's genuine. It's not the way I was trained. I'm not going to go there. Now, I might say things that some of the stick carriers may not agree with. They may think the Buck offensive line's better than I think it is. They may think the pass rush is not an issue, where I think it still might be an issue. But that's different. I'm still writing things I believe, Justin. So I think you're the same way. I don't think you are particularly saying things about the Bucks that you really don't believe.
No, I'm always going to, and listen, just because it's a positive time now, it's the off season. You should be positive about the team. If something happens and we're going to be brought up to be critical of some aspect of the team, and that could even be a decision made by the head coach, the godfather of the stick carrier movement, you know, hey, I'm going to tell you how I feel. You're going to tell everyone how you feel, and we're going to believe what we say. It's just, boy, you just see some of the headlines and some of the stories that are out there, and you just scratch your head and say, he can't really believe what he's writing or what he's saying, but that's unfortunate. Hey, before we move on, the bomb was dropped last week where Dirt Cutter endorsed the Stick Carrier movement, said he listens to the podcast, he hears the Bucks fans on this podcast. That was a huge one on your podcast last week. Part two of your sit down with Dirt Cutter comes up on Tuesday. Give us a little preview. What are people going to hear? What are they going to get out of this?
Well, I'll tell you this. First of all, I got to give Coach Cutter credit, Justin. He spent 20-30 minutes with the two heads of Joe Bucks Fan and yours truly. He didn't have that. We asked for some time with them. He gave it to us. I look at that as a validation of the website and the podcast as a whole. He didn't duck one question, Justin. He didn't say no comment, even though he had the option. If he said something that he wanted excised from the tape, we would have done it. We would have done it. But he didn't ask, not once, not anything he said, whether we asked him about Winston, whether we asked him about the Stick Carriers, whether we asked him about Doug Martin. You know, Izbitz is on the Doug Martin crusade. Justin, you know it. He's very pointed. He doesn't think Doug Martin's going to be on this roster by week four. I'm inclined to agree with him. I don't say it as strongly as Izbitz does, but he threw it out there to Coach Cutter. And you know, Justin, I'm going to say it as plainly as I can say it. While he didn't close the door on Doug Martin, and he would be foolish to at this point, he didn't offer a ringing endorsement, not a ringing endorsement at this point. He didn't say when Martin is available in week four, he's going to be our main ball carrier. He didn't say that. Now, when Quan Alexander sat out those four games, it happened to be at the end of the year. But if it didn't happen at the end of the year, Justin, you know damn well, Quan Alexander is the middle linebacker the first game that he's available,
yep,
you know, to suit up. So he doesn't say that about Doug Martin. It's a very interesting situation, Justin, with Martin. You know, Coach is going to talk more about it in future podcasts. I'm not sure exactly what's coming up on Tuesday because you know Izbitz, Justin. He can take 20 minutes and cut it up into 12 different sound bites. He's a master at it. And I'm looking forward, you know, Cutter's going to be on for another month. He's going to take us to training camp on these podcasts.
Part two of Ira Kaufman's podcast with Dirt Cutter will be on Tuesday. Part two of my discussion with Ira Kaufman will be on Wednesday. So check those out at joebucksfan.com. Let's get some Bucks takes. They're coming up next. This is Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored.
This is Bucks Uncensored at Commish Online. That's how you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. It's jpalowski324 on Snapchat if you want to follow me there. And this podcast happens three times a week, even during the off season: Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. First up at joebucksfan.com. If you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Podcast Addict, or Podbean, if you have Android, the podcast will download directly to your mobile device at noon on each of those days. Some Bucks takes, and then we will call it a podcast. Say thanks again to Ira Kaufman. That was just the first half. Wait till you hear what he has to say in part number 2 coming up on Wednesday's podcast. Do not miss that. I kind of spoiled it for him a little earlier on. I apologize, but without further ado, I'll let him make the announcement himself. Here he is, all the way from Panama City, Panama. It's Javier.
Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Are you with me?
I just told you I'm with you, man.
Are you with me?
I'm with you, Lou. Fuck yeah, let's do this. Phil Collins, man. Start this fucking party. Justin, Stick Carriers, how you doing, man? It's me, Javier from Panama City, and I'm way too excited. It's Saturday afternoon, I'm still in my office, but guess what? I'm loving every second of it. You wanna know why? I wanna tell you all right now. I will be there for our training camp's takeover. I'll be part of that immense group of Stick Carriers, and we're all gonna walk together as one big family for this badass team we all love, and we're gonna be loud. This movement is real, and I just wanna enjoy every second with you. Phil, let me hear you again. Guys, we gotta show this team, this community, this league, and the entire world that the Stick Carriers, we are for real. I can't wait to be with you at training camp. Stay safe. Once we get there, we're gonna be loud. We're not gonna be rude. We're gonna show that awful Bucks media, hey, you didn't take us serious. Now you're gonna do it. Justin, thank you for everything you've done for us. Stick Carriers, we just have to wait 42 days. So, like I've always said, right back into this. Habla en voz baja y carga un hijo de puta carrote.
So Javier is in, coming all the way from Panama City, Panama, just for our training camp takeover. Amazing. Javier, can't wait to hang out with you, smoke a cigar, and pretty sure we'll be doing some drinking that weekend as well. Javier is in. Love it. We've got other Bucks takes coming in. How about a first-timer, Julian, on Bucks Uncensored?
Hey, Kamish. How's it going? Fellow Stick Carriers. Just wanted to introduce myself. My name's Julian Gonzalez, but I like to go by Jules. I've tried making my acquaintances with a lot of people on the Facebook group, but you know, just wanted to formally introduce myself to anybody that listens to the podcast. I'm got to be honest, I'm only about halfway listening to Saturday's podcast, and I'm already fired up about this season! Woo! Let's go! I mean, right now, the wave to being a Bucks fan is a great wave to be on, and I mean, I just wanted to keep it short and sweet, guys. This Bucks takeover is about to be insane. We're about to start a new wave in Tampa Bay of crazy fans, which is what I've been waiting on for so long. I can't tell you guys enough how excited I am. I just can't wait to meet everybody, to be honest. I'm just glad I'm ready and waiting for this training camp to start. Love you guys. Speak softly. And carry that big motherfucking stick! Nailed it.
Gonna be special. Definitely gonna be special. August 5th. August 5th is the date. You have plenty of time. It's in the morning. Nothing going on. It's free to the public. My plan is somewhere for breakfast if you want to. I would imagine breakfast. We do something like 7:15. I don't know if it's the Panera. I don't know if there's another place. Hey, you know, that's a great We've got a lot of Bucks fans listening right now. If you know of a place that would want to host the Stick Carriers before practice, they can get us in and out, maybe 7, get out of there by 7:45, 8 o'clock so we could get to practice. Looking for a host for that. If not, we can definitely identify a place because, you know, you got to eat breakfast and I need a lot of coffee. I'm going to need a lot of coffee, okay, because I want to be beside myself. I'm not going to be drinking alcohol, although mimosas could be on the table. But I'm thinking breakfast, practice, 10:45 it lets out. We probably won't leave until about, I mean, who knows, with what I anticipate, Dirk Cutter, maybe Jason Light, some players coming over and addressing the Stick Carriers in person. Yeah, that's right. This shit's for real. We might not get out of there till about 11:30. Then we're all going to head to Bricado's for lunch. And, I mean, listen, I get it. Some of you got families and you got wives to get back to or whatever. If not, you can stick with us the whole day. My guys at Cigar City have invited us to kind of come over there and get a beer, Benjamin there. So, you know, I'm in for that as well. It's a little bit of driving, but, you know, we shoot over to Bricado's. We get lunch there. As I always say, you want to build a strong base. That's a strong base. And then I have no problem going to Cigar City. Now, if I start drinking High Life that early in the day, oh boy, you're going to see a rare side of me because High Life to me is like my kryptonite. And I drank it the night of the draft party and I'll probably drink it that day as well. We go all the way to Oregon. Brandon is there. Hey, Brandon.
Justin, commish. This is Brandon out in Oregon at Papa Bucks on Twitter. Holy shit! Of course! Dirk Cutter loves the Stick Carriers because he knows what we're about. We're real. We're true diehard fans. He obviously sees that. Is he going to listen to us about roster moves and who to start and who to sit? Fuck no, but we don't expect him to. But I think he respects our opinion, and who knows? We may give him some smart ideas here and there that he never thought of. Because we have so many people here, and we're intelligent, and we have good ideas. Maybe every once in a while we'll come up with one they haven't thought of. Anyways, I think it's awesome. I know what the future's going to hold now. We're going to be on the map for sure once that training camp invasion happens. Please, everybody, keep it PG. The one thing that could totally destroy us is if you guys start swearing a bunch and saying just rude shit. It will fuck everything up. I know we won't. I'm sorry. I know you guys won't. I can't be there, unfortunately. But I will be there in spirit. I hope to God somebody has the data plan and enough battery on their phones where they can maybe Facebook Live that shit or something. So some of us can tune in that can't make the trek. Anyways, I love everything we're doing. I love all of you. You know it. I will be back out there as soon as I can. Thank you to all the sponsors. You all know who you are. Headlines, B4, Bricado's, Sports Legends, and those fucking Stick Carrier t-shirts. Woo! Speak softly, guys. And carry that big motherfucking stick.
Yeah, speaking of those t-shirts, still plenty of time to get yours and wear it to this training camp takeover, Stick Carrier Day, which will be August 5th. At One Buck Place, I just ordered four more. Actually, no, I meant, so I got 6 more shirts coming. I got 2 Stick Carrier shirts, 2 Speak Softly shirts, and 2 Section 119 shirts. It's all at BigMFNStick.com. BigMFNStick.com. And I'm not worried, Brandon. I understand it's the one thing that could tear, it's really not because it's a freedom of speech, but, I think it's about being respectful, and I'm not too concerned because if anyone does say anything out of line, I'll be the first one to kick them out. We won't need security to come over. So I've got some things up my sleeve, some chants, some, you know, you just got to remove the F word. You just can't say fuck out in public. That's what the podcast is for. You know, when we rent out an entire sports bar and pack that place and it's just a Stick Carrier Bucks Uncensored party, then yeah, go right ahead. Say fuck, shit, whatever you want to say. But, you know, in a place where there's going to be families and kids, just be respectful. You can be respectful and still be very funny as well. And trust me, the wheels are turning on how we can make that happen as well. Brandon, thank you. No concerns there for me. Biani is next. Hey, Biani.
Justin! Yo, Biani from Dallas. Justin, what's good? Yo, shout out to Will in the Midwest, man. You be fucking killing this podcast. And shout out to my boy, Aaron in North Dakota. Always unashamed, unafraid to say fuck the Panthers and fuck all these other teams in the NFC South. Yo, question for you, Justin. To that motherfucker, Phil Collins.
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it. Crushed it!
All right, so last year, Jameis threw 28 touchdowns in 16 games. Respectable. Jameis is my boy. I love him. I fuck with him tough. Okay, but when it comes to our red zone efficiency as it pertains to scoring touchdowns, we were like 20th in the league. I think we had just over 50%, and the Titans had like 72%. So how many touchdowns do you think Jameis is going to throw this year? And what does our red zone efficiency percentage need to be in order for us to make the fucking playoffs? All right. I know Jameis is going to do what he does and always get better. And I know he's going to improve his touchdown interception ratio. But we need to fucking put points on the board. We need touchdowns. So give me your answer. Give me your thoughts on that. Shout out to our sponsors. B4, Bricado's, Sports Legends, where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ. Speak softly. And carry that big motherfucking stick.
You know, I have no idea how many touchdowns Jameis Winston's going to throw this year, but I think the more important question there is what do they need to do in the red zone? And the reason the Titans were so much better in the red zone is because they could run the fucking football. All right? They brought in DeMarco Murray. They drafted Derrick Henry. They could run the football in the red zone. When you get in the red zone, you have to be able to run the football. And unfortunately for the Bucs, they don't have that type of run game. I think they have an offensive line that can create a crease, but they just haven't had a running back, whether it's Doug Martin, who's, you know, all over the place. I mean, you just never know what type of running back you're going to get. If it's a contract year, you're going to get a great running back. If it's any other year, you're going to get shit. Okay. And that's what it's been with him. Charles Sims, twinkle toes, can't run between the tackles. You can't have that in the red zone. Jacquizz Rodgers is, I mean, he's not a between the tackles pounded in there type of back. He could squeak through maybe, but I mean, they really don't have a power, true power back. And I think that's what you need in the red zone. I think you need to be able to run the football. Now, they have big receivers now, and Mike Evans, and, we brought in O.J. Howard and Cameron Brate. And yes, they could be better in the red zone, but if you want to be clicking on all cylinders when it comes to the red zone, you have to have that run game. And so, I don't know. I don't think they have it this year. I'm very concerned about the running back's position. But when you look at this offseason, what would I have changed to make sure I get a running back? Maybe one of those mid-round picks, but even then, it's uncertain. You know, next year's draft is possibly even more loaded than this year's draft was at running back. If things don't go as, let's just say, things are good but not great for the Bucs offense this year, would not surprise me if they invested an early round pick on one of those running backs next year now that they have the other blocks in place, the other the base in place, to where now you bring in a running back and that running back plays 7-8 years, but it's going to be with the rest of the nucleus you've already built on offense. Hope that makes sense. As for Jameis's numbers, I don't know, and I'm pretty sure he doesn't even care. He just wants to win games. So I mean, I'm sorry I couldn't give you a number there. Maybe as we get into training camp and I start actually thinking about that kind of stuff, I'll give you a more concrete answer. But I think the more pressing question, which was a really good one, was the red zone question. Oh, and he really likes Aaron from North Dakota. So without further ado.
Justin, Aaron from North Dakota. Dirk motherfucking Cutter, the Godfather, is the motherfucking man. He knows a good fan base when he sees it. I tweeted this late Friday night, but I've never felt more passionate about it than I do now. Dirk Cutter is the first head coach in 9 years that we, the Stick Carriers, can actually be proud of. Dirk is like a John Gruden 2.0. And if that's the case, Tampa Bay could be seeing a Super Bowl in its very near future. Not just the actual event, but a title. Hell, maybe we could be the first team in NFL history to win a Super Bowl title in our home stadium. Now that would be some huge fucking bragging rights. God, I cannot wait for this motherfucking season to start. Can't wait to listen to part two of the Ira Kaufman podcast conversation with the Godfather, Dirk Cutter. Can't wait to get down to Tampa this season and catch a game. Not sure which one yet. We haven't decided yet. Looking at all the options available. I'll be sporting my Stick Carrier shirt, whether I'm in section 119 or somewhere else in the stadium. But most importantly, I want that whole entire stadium yelling, Tampa Bay! And giving Dirk Cutter the support he deserves. And on a side note, I just want to say to Jason Light, thank you for giving us Dirk Cutter. Now, speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick. And thank you, Godfather.
Whew. Aaron does always bring it. All right, part one of our conversation with Ira Kaufman in the books. Don't forget to check out part two. That comes your way on Wednesday. Part two of Ira's discussion with Dirk Cutter comes your way on Tuesday. Very, very busy time for JoeBucksFan.com. We don't have to write or say negative things just to get a reaction, just to get you to click on something. We let other outlets, we let the dying newspaper do that. All we're giving you is what you want as fans. Okay? I'm going to give you excitement. I'm going to build on this excitement. This is what being a fan is all about. This time of year is about optimism. And so let's ride this optimism. The Bucks have been called one of the rising teams in the NFL. So by God, we're going to enjoy it. We're going to ride this emotion and we're going to hopefully, as a fan base, help our team to many victories along the way. Thanks again to Ira Kaufman. Part two of that will come your way on Wednesday. At Commish Online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, jpulowski324 on Snapchat. And, of course, iTunes, Podcast Addict, Podbean, if you want to subscribe to the podcast. And by doing so, it'll download directly to your phone Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays at noon. Before that, it's available at JoeBucksFan.com. As we always do, we end each podcast in the words of the Godfather himself when he said these words. But I play them for you in a much, much sexier voice.
Shh. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Well, honey, I sure will. And that, my friends, is how we nailed it.